This is a clip from one of my early sessions. This is August of 2010. My aunt told me that the cross of Christ was chromosome 14. Here we go.
It's very interesting that you're getting all this information, because many would cringe to get hold of this. So, here's how it happens. You get, it's not a D cell, but that's what you want to call it, that opens up a new reason to allow the RNA strands to be corrected. You start off with a very simple solution that starts taking care of people's maladies and ailments. Then all of a sudden, everybody gets on board because, well, the scriptures say it, who is in need of a physician? So if you wipe out the sick, they ain't got nothing else to do. Then that's a good day.
That's a very good day.
You could stand up and say the great physician now has come. Means something different now, doesn't it?
Yes,
well,
it does.
Once that gets taken care of, then all of a sudden it'll catch on. But see, that's the remnant, the part that was left behind. Some folks are trying to jump off on the ship with 144,000. It's going to be drug up to glory. Well, the remnants, what's left behind, the people who were not, the true part sons of Abraham, the true part sons of God, the Rose of Sharon. And so now we say, it makes no difference what you put in your mouth, it's what comes out of your mouth. But you've been saying that for 20 years, honey. Now these words that you've used, that you've created, are now powerful. It's created for you the paradise on earth as it is in heaven that you've been preaching about for 20 years. And now, what does a disciple mean?
If any man chooses to follow me, be my disciple, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow after me.
And what's the cross?
The dying of the old man and the resurrecting of the walking in the newness of life.
And who can do that? Is there limitations on who can do that?
Anybody can do it.
Right, and you know why anybody can do it? Well, everyone has cells in their meat sack body. And there's not been a cell found that doesn't contain chromosome 14. And chromosome 14 is a very interesting in your DNA strand with your polypeptide neutrino bonds. It's the only chromosome that has rings and arms. And basically, it's the only chromosome that forms a cross. Take up your cross and follow me. Well, Christ is supposed to be the ascended one, don't you think? Well, that's why. Take up your cross and follow me. That's what that's about. What it does, Virginia, is it cleans up the whole process of what taking up a cross means. Take it up.
And all the dogma around denying yourself and keeping yourself in pain and deprivation and all the rest of it and flagellation and self-denial and everything.
Well, the self-denial is your mind. Deny what your mind says is and get what really is. Deny what you know is and come into the true place of knowing. And now when we say it that way, you go, well, crap, that's simple. And they
you're
go,
right.
Yeah. And that's when Jesus said, forbid not the little children from coming around, because them little bastards knows what in the hell's going on. Y'all the one that screwed it all up. Don't forbid the little children from coming. That's the only ones I can chat with. They get it. They see spookers. Nobody told them they couldn't. They understand the spirit realm. They understand angels. They understand what a fairy is. They get it. And a little child shall lead them.
I'll lead them.
That's what he was trying to tell you, very simply. But it is just that simple. And then they go, oh, but it's confounding. Well, what's confounding? We've had engagement. Now, what are you confounded by? So, now, as this story unfolds, you're going to witness it. Now, tell us about the cloud of witnesses, Jenny Bell.
They're the saints.
Ah! And this is where Bob would go, aye.
Aye.
Now, what's the saint's job? What are the witnesses' job?
Oh, they bear witness to the testimony of Jesus.
That is exactly right. Now, what now is the testament of Jesus Christ?
Well, the testimony of Jesus Christ is those who have ascended and have the 144 strands of DNA in place, and they've taken up their cross, which is their chromosome 14, and they've denied their mind, and what they see, in their lying eyes, and they've stepped into their place of power, which is their knowing, and they have their knowing and their authority intact.
Damn, that's pretty sweet.
That's one of the biggest clips that's ever been played on this. Wow.
Yeah, to hear that the cross with chromosome 14 was probably the most life-changing aspect of my encounter with Ion, because, you know, the Christology of the Bible was my main emphasis in study and living and ministry. And I could complete everything else, but I could never get around the cross and the blood. I just couldn't get around it. I could finish off everything else and see where maybe it had been misstated or misapplied or misunderstood, or maybe it had been accurately applied in another place in history or whatever, but the blood and the cross of Christ was so central to my faith and so central to the expression of Christianity, and I didn't understand how that would apply to this whole perspective that Ion was bringing forward of coming into your place of power. Ion was so much about the human genome and the application that Ion would say, once you have your power, you have all authority. And if, as you continue to, you know, study and or be around this ionic influence or this and take the drops and all the rest of it, when you realize that your power is your own particular cell, your perfected cell, your human genome, your own cellular imprint in this bios called life, and your authority is your word that is being performed. The Bible says that the word of God will be performed, and it never falls on the ground unperformed. In other words, the word is spoken, it goes out, and it will be performed, and it will never return incomplete. That's what the Bible says. And so for me, when I heard that the cross of Christ was in every single cell of the human meat sack, and that it was its own representation of the power of God and the power of the resurrection, that was it. That, to me, was the most ultimate expression of not only the completion, but the fulfillment of what everything had been represented in Christianity.
From my notes of the rewrite, chromosome 14 whips the arms of the cross so that the polypeptide bonds are open to allow 12 sets of 12,000 double helix DNA to be containable in the strata of a single cell. And also in my notes here, the cross has an X and a Y, which is both male and female. Chromosome 14 rips the arms of the cross so that the polypeptide bonds are open to allow 12 sets of 12,000 double helix DNA to be containable in the strata of a single cell.
One of the best clips I've ever heard. Did you sleep that night after you heard that?
I don't think my feet touched the ground for like 3 days. And for some reason, when they said it, it made perfect sense to me. It was like a remembering or a remembering of something that I had known. And I would always, always struggle with knowing that the gospel was universal, knowing that every single person on the planet qualified, and never really fully understanding how the dogmatic approach of so many Christians, of which I was one at one point, would eliminate so many people from that possibility. And I kept striving to attain the aspect that would make it literally for whosoever will.